Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe. iHeartRadio, tune in, and Simple Radio as well, around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well, as we take you to the top of the next hour here. As we roll a Monday into a Tuesday and let the madness begin, right? A great weekend, as you know, culminates with the selection show and everybody gets to fill out their brackets and away we go. Not going to spend a ton of time, you know, the committee did this, the committee did that. You've had your fill. There are so many backstories in this tournament, it's unbelievable. And if you want to blend, and this is the first time truly, even when UConn was so dominant on the women's side and the men's side as well, this is the first time I can recall ever just blending these two tournaments. You know, the selection show on the women's side, okay. Too many talking heads and, trying to replicate what they do on CBS. I'm not knocking them, but I guess I am, because they give the seedings out of order. You're trying to fill out a bracket, makes you crazy. So that's my little dig here at the start of Monday into a Tuesday here on Overnight. But listen, we're blending these two tournaments. There's so many storylines. Look, I can hit you over the head with Iowa. I could do the whole hour on Iowa. I'm not going to do that. There's so many other stories. Over in Omaha, that region, I don't think I've ever seen it. I mean, you got Keith Dambrow at Duquesne, you know, Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh. They're hosting there. Calipari, who grew up in that area, is taking Kentucky in there. Creighton's coach, great guy, McDermott, Iowa guy, he's taking him in there. But Dambrow, who's just announced he's going to retire. Duquesne, I mean, Duquesne hasn't been relevant since Norm Nixon was there a thousand years ago. But Illinois, Washington State, Drake, Iowa State, South Dakota, so many backstories. But that's just one little tiny region. I mean, we can go all the way. Go to Memphis and go Salt Lake, Pittsburgh, as we just mentioned. So many interesting stories, and we'll try to pluck those out. You know, sit here and try to pick a bracket. I love these contests, too. By the way, pick a perfect bracket. Computers can't even do that. So anyways, we'll do that. But there's NFL stuff, obviously a great weekend. We wrapped up the Big East, which was a lot of fun. So we'll spend some time, and then we'll look around the NBA and even the NHL as we head into a busy week. We get it going here. We started on the other side here. Sports Overnight right here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Sports Overnight America. Take you right to the top of the next hour as we will, then Jen and Jeff will be with us throughout the night as well. Scores, some analysis. They get after it here. We get after it here on the overnight. So we look forward to it. Innovative Wellness, okay? Elevate your wellness. Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa, and they've been great to us, and we'd like to return the favor. Christy Steiger, Andrew, the whole crew there. You hear the ads for neuropathy, other injuries, other maladies, things that cause you some angst. Don't sit back and the old ostrich head in the sand doesn't work. Get to InnovativeWellness.Center. Okay, even if you're from outside the metropolitan Des Moines area, even the state of Iowa, people coming across state borders to deal with a unbelievable professional wellness center, very committed to their clients. So experience it firsthand. I love it. Stay in motion. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your wellness. And a phone number for you, 515, easy one to remember, 515-355-3200. All right, we'll do some bracket racket. You know, I want to just give a little overview, some experiences too around the Big East tournament. UConn, of course, defending champion. What's Hurley? What's Dan Hurley got hanging around his neck? A tough East regional, which will open at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn and then feed itself into TD Bank Garden in Boston. So that ought to be interesting. I mean, very interesting, that region. They say it's the toughest, and I don't know. You look at this bracket. I poured over it, not all day, but, we're going to see some nuttiness. We do every year, and why should this year be any different? I honestly don't think we will. But, just to look back at the weekend, it was crazy. I mean, here we are sitting, just a little backstory here, we're sitting in Madison Square Garden on Saturday night, and we're doing the Saturday night show. And, I'm up in the Chase Bridge. Chase Bank has a bridge up there. That's where they put the overflow media. Great spot. TV monitor. Nice, strong Wi-Fi signal. And I got Marquette, fans and staff and some of the Milwaukee and Wisconsin media, being an Iowa guy for the most part. It was nice to see, Connecticut got off to a horrible start. They went 6 minutes and 39 seconds without a point. I mean, it was 2-0. I mean, I thought I was watching a Rangers-Islanders hockey game, for crying out loud. But UConn obviously came on. And let me tell you something. Donovan Klingon, the 7-footer, just circle this guy. And there's a whole bunch of stories. But this kid here out of Bristol, Connecticut, home to ESPN, you know, in the shadows of UConn. And I'll tell you, you say this to people from outside the Northeast and they look at you like you got four eyes or, you know, you got two heads. They look at you like you're crazy. But, you know, the University of Connecticut, this is one of the greatest reclamation projects in the history of college basketball. This was a podunk program. This was Yankee Conference. Okay. Connecticut used to play Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Rhode Island. It was just this little podunk cowtown league. And what they have done, both on the men's and women's side, it just blow you away. It'll absolutely blow you away what they've been able to do. And so Dan Hurley goes into this year's draw with, it's not going to be an easy draw. It's going to be a rock fight. And I can tell you right now, Auburn, Bruce Pearl, lying in the weeds, and not even lying in the weeds. They're extremely dangerous. But, you know, Auburn, they got to take care of a pesky Yale team who was 1 second away from not getting into the tournament. And you're saying, well, hold the phone a minute. Yale, Ivy League, really? Yeah, really. They got ball players. They shoot threes. They beat Baylor a couple of years ago, remember? And James Jones, coach, has been there for what? Near 27, 28 years. He's done a phenomenal job in New Haven. So, Yale. And then UAB, San Diego State. Don't look now, San Diego State. Although when they got a 5 seed, that's the first one that I saw. Like, whoa, how did they get a 5 seed? But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and knock it. Committee's got it. That's their job. Their job is to sit down, burn the midnight oil, put in the long hours, put a field together. UAB, Blazers, very, very dangerous team. You know, you can say this about so many teams. And then, at the Barclays Center, you're also going to see UConn. You know, listen, the tip of cap to Stetson, get it? Stetson cap? Yeah. UConn, no problem there. Northwestern, Florida Atlantic. I'm really looking forward to this 8-9 game. And this Northwestern, this Bowie kid, Boo Bowie, I want to say he's from the Albany, New York area. I'm going to look it up. He has just lit up the Big Ten this year. That Northwestern team, Doug Collins' kid, Chris Collins, still coaching there, doing a great job. So these are just, you know, that's one region. You know, you sprinkle in these little backstories in the history. And I'm not going to sit here and give out grades in this committee, but they've done a nice job. Look, when you're putting a 68-team field together, you're going to have, I don't even know if I'll call them mistakes. You're going to have slights. You're going to, you know, whatever is the latest, the greatest. Sometimes you get influenced by extraneous factors. I mean, San Diego State, a 5 seed. Okay. You know, we could sit here and split hairs and until the quote unquote cows come home. Not going to make a difference. All right. So then you look at the East Regional and then you look at what's going on with Iowa State. I mean, just put a pounding on Houston. And I take you back to Madison Square Garden Saturday night. The UConn Marquette game looked like a boxing match, a hockey game. I mean, it was just, they were struggling to get going. Meantime, they got a half hour start on the Big East final in Kansas City. And I mean, Iowa State was just absolutely putting a absolute beatdown to Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars. It was just unbelievable. You know, some people said, well, hold the phone. You know, Houston really not it. Listen, Kelvin Sampson said it. We came here to win. We didn't come here just to go through the motions. We knew we were a 1 seed. There was no real downside. So maybe subconsciously Houston took their foot off the accelerator. I don't see it. And I'll take Kelvin Sampson and his words at face value. They tried like hell. They just got pounded. And that defensive job by Iowa State, and don't look now, here comes the T.J. Otzelberger, the Michigan talk and all that stuff. And I draw a line. You know, we used to feast on that. Yeah, you know, start a rumor, get it going, doing local radio, get people all wound up. You don't need to do it. T.J. Otzelberger, there's enough backers, enough boosters, the name's Iowa, where they're going to come loaded with the checkbook. They know it's coming. He's not working for $1.5 million, okay? He just isn't. And you can make a case, Big 12 coach of the year, he probably won't get it. He's an elite coach. He teaches defense. He coaches defense. And they're starting to get their offensive game together. They got a freshman out of Wisconsin who's lighting up threes. And that's a homespun recruit, as Otzelberger is a Milwaukee guy. So he plucked, the state player, Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin, TJ Otzelberger, went in there, rolled up his sleeves, and wears very tight polo shirts. Looks like he's a bodybuilder. gets in the kids' living room and convinces them to come to Ames. And away you go there. Plus, the transfer portal's been great. He's brought in some kids. You know, the Gilbert kid played at UNLV when TJ was there. So away you go. Keep an eye on them. Circle them. Illinois, I mean, what a job they did going through the Big Ten tournament. Brad Underwood, outstanding job. And listen, it's controversial. You got Terrence Shannon Jr. He's facing a sexual assault, if not a rape charge. I don't know the specifics. Underwood was asked a question. He addressed it. He doesn't like it, but he said, look, they've assigned a judge to the case. He's been arraigned. He's been released. He's out. And he's eligible. The NCAA deems him fit to play, and so he does. And what does he do? He goes nuts. Saturday night, he goes off for 40. He wheels back with a strong performance on Sunday against, by the way, a Wisconsin team that's hitting their stride. And I think, honestly, I do think the Badgers will shake off that loss on Sunday and look for them to potentially be a nice Sweet 16 possibility. So we'll go through some of the other regions as we roll along here, but there are, like I say, backstory after backstory, and we're gonna jump into these and look forward to it. NFL, I mean, what a crazy night. Talk about, you know, I mean, you're sitting there, you're watching college hoops, you're doing a show, next thing you know, you're getting alerts, breaking news, Justin Fields traded, free agency's been wild. So we got to give you some NFL before the top of the hour, indeed, and we will do that. But lion's share of the discourse on this program tonight will be the college hoops, and we'll dip into the NBA and the NHL as well. So we'll bring you full circle to the top of the hour here, presented by Iowa EPS. We appreciate their sponsorship as the NCAA tournament road shows roll on here on Sports Byline. Keep it right here. We're coming right back on a Monday into a Tuesday.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Iowa EPS Styrofoam for roofers. Styrofoam insulation for roofers across the country. Iowa EPS here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez producing, taking to the top of the hour. We'll run down, what we're screaming and streaming about in the world of sports as college basketball ramps up Tuesday and Wednesday. We get the first four, which we like, in Dayton at the University of Dayton Arena, gets the tournament underway. And, of course, Dayton is in the dance, got a 7 seed. And they're going to open with Nevada, Steve Alford's Wolfpack. Interesting game. I always like it. Look, people bet, people gamble, people are going to play the pools, put money, but we don't do it on this program other than, we throw it out there for quote-unquote entertainment purposes only. I love it when I see a higher seed, like a 10 seed, favored over a 7, and that's exactly what you got with Nevada. These are good barometers. And the other one that is really, and I've been picking on Kansas, but I mean, they've been almost like shooting fish in a barrel. But Kansas obviously had big time excuses. Right now, you've got Hunter Dickinson as they get ready to take on 13th seeded Samford. They got Hunter Dickinson listed as game time decision, and Kevin McCullough, who is going to turn pro, San Antonio kid, nice player, but he's just got a bum knee, and that's going to hurt his NBA draft status. But they're both listed as game-time decisions. If they play, the question will be, can they ramp it up quick enough and get back into game-time condition? And I want to say, did they get shipped out to Salt Lake City? Let me check that one real quick, because, I mean, they were fully expected. Yeah, they're at the Delta Center in Salt Lake. Elevation, altitude is certainly going to be a factor there. And Samford is just, 6-7 point underdog. So that'll be a very interesting game to watch. I would not be surprised. Listen, I'll be more surprised if Kansas plays, wins two games. If they get to the Sweet 16, that's a huge feather in Bill Self's cap. They're beaten up. They really are. And without those two guys, they have zero shot. I mean, as much as Iowa State pounded Houston, did you see what Houston did late in the year? They returned the favor, 75-45, 30-point beatdown. So we shall see there. So when the tournament gets underway Thursday, other than the play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday, the first four, Arizona, the Long Beach State story with former Gonzaga and Minnesota coach Dan Munson, nice story. Told he was going to get fired. All of a sudden they catch fire and they end up in the NCAA tournament. They win their conference tournament. Hey, it's a nice story. There's still a 15 seed. They're going to open 1 o'clock Central on Thursday against Arizona. And trust me, they're going to get whacked. Some other intriguing matchups. And boy, you're hearing a lot about this McNeese State team. My Lord, up and down the court. And Gonzaga, look, on paper, and they don't play games on paper, of course you're going to look at Gonzaga. And I even shudder to think that, hey, every year you get those 12-5 matchups, 5-12 matchups, and 12 picks off a 5, you can almost set your watch to it. We've seen it time and time again. And there's a 12 seed right now that everyone is circling, saying, look out. And Gonzaga will, and Mark Few will be on full alert there. But I still think the big one in that first day, we're gonna get live look-ins. If you're not watching the Kansas Samford game proper, they're gonna be switching to that game. You can hold me to that. They're gonna be switching to that game. There is no doubt in my mind. When you roll towards Friday, you've got one day. You're bleary-eyed. You wake up Friday and you're like, man, oh man, here we go. When you get to Friday, I like it because, you know, you're going to see, you're going to see, you know, a lot of the same things you saw the first day in Brooklyn, New York, Northwestern, Florida Atlantic. This should be a rock fight. That one will start 12:15, 11:15 Central, 9:15 Bagels and Basketball out on the West Coast, and away you go. How about Colgate and Baylor? I mean, Colgate, very dangerous team. Patriot League, we saw it years before. Bucknell. I'll get to Vermont in just a moment. But Western Kentucky, Hilltoppers, Marquette, Stetson, UConn. Name the score. I mean, that game will be over in the halftime. Nice story. Glad to see Stetson in there. And we tip our cap to them. Auburn, Yale, already said that at the open. Another four seed. Very, very dangerous. Bruce Pearl, though, excellent coach. I'll give you more on Auburn throughout the week. I think they're a potential Final Four team. And they're the team in that East region that Connecticut's worried about. Iowa State's worried about them. They're just a beast. Auburn is a beast. They come out of a really difficult stretch and survived it in the SEC. And you don't have to like them. Checkered past. Bruce Pearl flat out is one of the best coaches. And I'll tell you, he is an elite tournament coach. Look at the resume. He's extremely, you know, some people say, well, wake me up when he wins something big. Well, he's been close. But, you know, again, close doesn't count. How about this one? Texas A&M. We saw them a year ago in Des Moines. You love Buzz Peterson. He's got good kids. Struggled this year. I thought they were an endangered species. They really were. Texas A&M was really in trouble here. Well, guess what? They draw Nebraska. That is another game that, you know, look, it looks like a football game when you see Nebraska, Texas A&M. No, this has a chance really in the first 2 days to be one of the better games. I've got it circled. You should too. Nebraska, Texas A&M. And then don't you love it when you get Vermont and Duke? Two great academic schools, Burlington, Vermont, the Catamounts, Tom Brennan there for years. Here's the coach, Tom Brennan, for years. Another great back. He's up there in Ben and Jerry's ice cream territory, banks of Lake Champlain, cold as you know what in the wintertime. Tom Brennan for a year coached those kids, long bus trips. Again, you can trace their lineage back to UConn, UMass, Maine, New Hampshire. And then people tell you, look, it's a hockey school. Vermont's a hockey school. What are they doing, you know, playing the basketball as good as they are? I'll go back. Okay, let me see how far I'm going to go back. 20 years? Huh? Did we go to Worcester, Massachusetts, Jim Boeheim, Syracuse? Who picked them off? Tom Brennan's Vermont Catamounts. The lineage is there. The beat goes on. They are going to be a blast to watch. And that'll come out of the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Duke, you just don't know. If Duke plays their game, they're going to win this game 75-65. You know, 85, 78, something like that. There'll be points. These teams can shoot threes. Duke is shaky. They're shaky. And I could spend a whole hour doing the shakiness of North Carolina, but Duke's equally as shaky. And John Shire, let me tell you something. I guarantee you he's showing them films of Vermont in years past, saying this is from whence they came. This is the type of thing they do. You know, motion offense, they're going to press you, you know, well coached. They switch up their defenses and they're very patient. They play a lot like an Ivy League team, a lot of backdoor cuts. They frustrate you. They'll hold the ball. If you get on a run, you can beat them. You can run them right out of the gym. If you don't and they get on a run, it's a slow, painful run. They'll run a fast break. They'll also pull the ball back out. Get into a motion offense and just let the air out of the shot clock and frustrate the heck out of you. I tell you right now, if you're not careful with Vermont and they get a lead on you, you're in trouble. Because here's what they'll do. And Duke will travel. And Vermont will have their loyal folks driving all the way from, you know, Lake Champlain almost to the Canadian border down into Brooklyn, New York. But here's what Vermont will do. They will take the neutral crowd in Brooklyn and turn it into their crowd. I've seen this 100 times. It is delightful to watch, unless it's your team, because I've been there before. I have been there before where it's my team, UMass, or, you know, Iowa State, Drake. And when it happens and you're heavily favored and they come, you know, they come guns a-blazing and then they turn the neutral crowd into their crowd, it's fascinating. And that's one of the great really one of the great things about this tournament is when you see a neutral crowd turn towards the underdog. And it's crazy. And then let me tell you something. The players, to their credit, will admit this. They hate it. The Duke players, if they get beat, they'll be, I would think, and John Shire knows it. He said, look, this crowd will turn. Let's keep the crowd out of it. Let's take care of our business. Don't see Vermont across the front of their jersey. And that's it. You know, the Duke players look at that and they see Vermont. And they go, hey, Vermont, where the hell is Vermont? I mean, they know where it is, but they know they don't really want to know where it is, because if they really find out where it is, guess what? They're going to be reading newspapers and reading their Twitter handles and their social media on the bus as they leave town beaten and with their tails firmly tucked between their legs. Here's another one. How about Charleston and Alabama? Bama just re-upped their coach. Kind of a weird year, quirky for them. Nate Oates, excellent coach, but this Charleston team, same scenario. Like Richmond, Vermont. I could give you a couple more. Well, here's one. James Madison, another one, 12 seed. Tell me, 5-seed Wisconsin isn't shaking in their boots. Why are they only just a shade under a 6-point favorite? That's what you're looking at right now. So I'll give you, as we got one major long segment to go, I'm going to give you one theme that has kind of developed here this year. Don't look at seeds. Don't look at them. We've seen 16s beat 1s, 15s beat 2, 14s over 3s, no big deal. And you know that a 4 seed is going to get picked off by a 13, and a 5 is going to get sent home by an unheralded 12. You write it down. And that's the theme so far. I think we're going to see more upsets and more craziness than we've seen in a long time, and we look forward to it. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to. We'll still tube talk it. A lot of good stuff. Monday into a Tuesday here. We are presented by Innovative Wellness Center. InnovativeWellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. Keep it right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Talking the world of sports here, Sports Overnight, Monday into a Tuesday as we talk the world of sports. A little bracket racket to kick off the week. A lot of NFL talk. See Chase Young, New Orleans, 1 year, $13 million. 49ers got him, I want to say, right, Commanders in-season trade. So New Orleans benefits there. And Niners will be fine, but they've seen some defections. No question about that. We'll get back to the NCAA tournament, but a few other, you know, football things from the weekend. Of course, the Fields situation, not a surprise, the fact that he was dealt. It was just the Steelers. But, you know, my initial reaction, I'm like, wow, they just got Russell Wilson. So they brought in Russell Wilson to back up Fields. Well, it's the other way around. They're going to give the ball to Wilson. But is that not a headline for us to watch when the season rolls around? And even preseason, you'll pay attention. You'll pay attention because I'm in a decided minority here. I think Russell Wilson, honestly, is going to turn it around. I really do. And I, again, decided minority. I think he's going to have a big year. He's going to get pressed a little bit by Justin Fields. I think that'll be a motivator. He does not want his career to end on a sour note. I think he's going to be highly motivated. The supporting cast should be, I think, decent enough to where Pittsburgh I think they can contend in a division, the NFC North, the AFC North, which is just, it's going to be night in, night out, week in, week out, rock fights. Baltimore got a lot better. I mean, Derrick Henry, he's going to be a battering ram. And obviously they needed somebody to replace Gus Edwards and Derrick Henry. That's a pickup there. Baltimore is going to come with a huge chip on their shoulder. I mean, we saw it. I mean, Kansas City just absolutely, I think, embarrassed them. They didn't show up. Their offense was just abysmal. So it didn't take John Harbaugh much to go to the ownership group and say, okay, guess what? We got some holes to fill. And they do. And then, you know, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and then mix in Pittsburgh. That might be, I'll still say Baltimore is going to be, you know, a rightful favorite in that division. But there's more than a little wiggle room. So, you know, what do the Steelers do? They hope Russell Wilson can serve two purposes. Improve the team. Show what he has shown in the past, and you can say what he wants. And again, that wasn't his play call. That was not his play call. That was Pete Carroll. All right, play got sent in from the sidelines. Don't give it to Beast Mode. Throw the ball. Malcolm Butler picks it off. We all know what happened. Patriots win a Super Bowl that they should have lost. But here's what I'll tell you. I think Russell Wilson is going to be highly motivated and focused to put that Denver disaster in the rearview mirror, because it was nothing short of a disaster. I mean, he and Peyton didn't like each other. You saw the shouting match on the sideline. It was a horrible trade. It was a misguided move on both parts, on Denver and on Wilson. I don't know if he could have vetoed that trade. He probably could have, but anyhow, so I look for him. Now, look, I'm not going to get crazy, but I'll float it out there just for a little fun. Might be a guy that we're looking at, you know, come late in the year saying, you know what, he's in the running for comeback player of the year. Pittsburgh's, you know, a 10-11 win team, and they're contending, and they're going to punch their playoff ticket. Russell Wilson is going to really come back from just an abysmal run and a sojourn to Denver that he wishes hadn't taken place. What about Fields? The ability's there. He had a very, very shaky supporting cast, did he not? I mean, can we give him that? And I understand the accuracy, but I would have, quite frankly, and I'll say it again, Marvin Harrison Jr. is out there. I think he's the best player in the draft. We're going to find out. It looks like the quarterbacks now are locks to go 1, 2, 3. I mean, the Bears have made it all but official. It's going to be Caleb Williams because they're scared to death. They're scared to death that if they don't take him and he pans out at number two, they'll never live it down. And GMs and, you know, coaches lose jobs. I mean, you think Eberflus has got anything more than a very short leash in Chicago? He's got to win. So, you know, they're rolling the dice. But you know what? You can say that about every team and every player. And as much as I want to say Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a 12-year guy and a Hall of Famer just like his dad, there's no guarantee of that. Number one, you don't know about injuries. Number two, you don't know about the franchise. I mean, you put Harrison Jr. in New England. Anybody out there in New England really excited about the Patriots? Everyone that I've talked to out there thinks, you know, Anthony Pepe, Brock Hines. We got a host of contributors out on the East Coast. Not one of them has told me, hey, look, 2-3 years, they're going to turn it around. They got cap maneuverability. We heard what Gerard Mayo says. We got cash to burn, and we're going to burn it. They haven't burned any cash. They burned nothing. They've torched the franchise. That's what they've done. And I'll have a closing thought on that final two episodes of Dynasty. Wow. Did Robert Kraft just make it known that, boy, oh, boy, Belichick and Brady at the end, just like we surmised and really guessed, didn't really have to guess. There was no love lost there. They can sit there and play kissy face now and take the high road and say all the right things. I get it. But when you put it and you contextualize it for the here and now in real time, they hated each other. It deteriorated big time. That divorce was ugly. That was right out of the War of the Roses. That was ugly. So that's where we are football-wise here. Lots of other things. I mean, in New York, I tell you, the tabloids went nuts. Saquon Barkley, the tampering and all that other stuff. Again, a bitter divorce there. They tagged them the year before. Injuries. Jones goes down. The quarterbacking situation's muddled. Daboll, you know, he just had a terrible year. They came on late. The Giants came on to give that fan base, a very vocal fan base, some hope. And what saved them was the only thing worse than the Giants were the Jets. And there was no Aaron Rodgers after four plays. So, the you know, spending the better part of a week in New York and paying attention to free agency and listening to the talk shows and reading the tabloids and paying attention to the, you know, the football people there. And it's like any other city. Football is 365, 24/7. No doubt about it. And those two franchises right now are in a absolute battle to, you know, first one to respectability. It's going to be saying something because the state of New York football right now with the Jets and Giants, it's been low, and it's been lower than this, but not much, right? So there you go. All right, let's get back. We got to do the Midwest and the West. Let's start with the West. You know, Carolina's a one seed. This is the one little thing that I'll say, I get it. They lost seven games this year. How does a one seed lose seven games? That's point number one. Number two, they shipped them out, you know, to the Western region. But I'm going to sound like a homer. Iowa State should have been the one seed. They weren't. So I'm going to leave it at that. But how about this? You got this is the craziest bracket in the world. This will start in Charlotte, right? North Carolina, they'll get the winner of Howard Wagner. And then you got Mississippi State, Chris Jans. I knew there was a Fairbanks, Alaska. I never knew there was a Fairbanks, Iowa. He's a vagabond coach. He's traveled forever. He's finally put it together. And I don't mean vagabond in a negative way. This guy has just traveled to put food on the table. Married guy, small town, a town of 1,111 people in Iowa. And he has done a great job with Mississippi State. And they draw legendary coach Tom Izzo and Michigan State, who for a while there was teetering on the NIT and had a decent enough Big Ten tournament to get in. Now, if Michigan State survives Mississippi State, they'll give Carolina. I mean, they're again, there's a nine seed. I would not be the least bit surprised if the Spartans find their way to the Sweet 16 and knock out Carolina. Circle that one. And then this one here, you got to love this. How about Grand Canyon and St. Mary's? Again, every single 12 seed in this tournament, every single one is live. Can't find one that isn't. I've mentioned them all so far, right? Every single. You know, McNeese, Gonzaga, this one, Grand Canyon, St. Mary's. Nice job down the stretch. Decent team. Got some tournament pedigree. Very dangerous Grand Canyon team. Up and down the court, throw up threes. Will be different. Will be very difficult to handle. Alabama, Charleston, we got into them. Clemson, New Mexico. How about New Mexico now? They win. And Richard Jr. knocks out Richard Sr. Patinos. Cost him a spot. And I'll give you another thought, too. These teams turning down the NIT, not a good look. Not a good look. Oklahoma, St. John's at the head of the list. Really? You don't get in. And especially Patino in New York, St. John's. The NIT, back in the early days of St. John's, and back in the early days before the NCAA became as popular as it is, the NIT was a bigger deal. When Pistol Pete Maravich played, the NIT was bigger than the NCAA. The NCAA was the not invited tournament. Okay, over time, things change. We get it. It's a bad look. And then Patino, his excuse was, well, we're getting ready for next year. Really? Oh, you're getting ready for next year by not playing? Oh, you're going to practice more? Well, you just got through telling us all week long in New York that you're upset about name, image, likeness. You're upset about the transfer portal. It's not what college – I don't recognize college basketball. What we do recognize – and I'm a Rick Pitino guy. I mean, UMass through and through, 74 grad. I remember him as, you know, a kid. You know, he was there right after Julius. Pitino was a nice college player, played for the legendary Jack Lehman. He looks so small. Taking St. John's out of an NIT situation really does. And I think it's an affront to New York, where they love college basketball. They really do. I mean, books, documentaries have been done about the Rucker tournament. Pete Axthelm wrote the legendary book, City Game. Connie Hawkins, Long Tall Sally, you know, his whole situation when he goes to Iowa and then, you know, can't read or write, never plays a game at Iowa because he mingled with gamblers in that scandal back with Long Island U, City College, NYU. New York City's got a tremendous college basketball lineage and heritage, and Patino just put a real – he besmirched it. He really did. Put a black mark on it. You go to the NIT. Not only do you go to the NIT, you would have hosted a game. That's a bad look. It really is. Baylor, will they bounce back? I don't know. Scott Drew, you know, a lot of rumors, you know, hey, Scott Drew might end up in Louisville. You know, he's done what he could do at Baylor. He won a national championship, what, a couple, 3 years ago. He's done all he could do there. He can't go any higher there. You know, his next calling will be to resurrect the Louisville program, which is really down. Kenny Payne, some people thought he got a bad deal. I think it was a bad hire. Kenny Payne's a great guy. I just don't see him, and never did see him as a head coach. Great player. I mean, he's a Louisville guy. And we saw the same thing with Juwan Howard in Michigan. You know, when you hire your legendary players to hopefully be your legendary coach, it never works out that way. Look around. It doesn't work that way. I mean, Juwan Howard had a couple of great years with other players. John Beilein's team. Those were not Juwan Howard's kids. John Beilein, he recruited those kids. He put them together. Then he took the Cleveland Cavaliers, boatloads of money, and then he got canned. So anyways, that's where we go. And then Dayton, I already told you. Dayton, Nevada, Steve Alford, that Nevada Wolfpack team. You know, not a dangerous team, but a team probably gets one and will scare somebody in the round of to get to the Sweet 16, but I don't think they'll make it. All right. Good job. We'll come back. We'll look at what we got Monday into a Tuesday sports-wise. We ready for Dayton, Ohio, and the first four, Tuesday and Wednesday. We got a lot to get to still. And we get you the news at the top of the hour, each hour, 24/7 here on Sports Byline. Coming right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, talking the world of sports, down the home stretch we go. NBA tonight, Cavaliers, Pacers, kind of headlines. We want to see how the Sixers bounce back. They've been on the road. They went to New York, Milwaukee, and they've got the Heat. And Nick Nurse has got his hands full right now. They're extremely banged up right now. I'll spend some more time on that. Pistons, Celtics tonight. Boy, the Celtics just—they're not only beating people, they're pounding people. I mean, they just whacked the Suns on the weekend as well. T-Wolves, Jazz. Yeah, maybe take a glimpse at that. Knicks, Warriors be a game worth watching tonight. Knicks out on the West Coast. I look for Golden State there tonight, and then Hawks, Lakers to bring it up. And then only two NHL games: Capitals, Flames, Washington, Calgary, Buffalo, and Seattle. Golf on the weekend. How about Scottie Scheffler? And how about Wyndham Clark's lip out on the 72nd hole? What a way to lose. I mean, you're staring down the barrel of a playoff. What a way to lose. Ouch. But how about Scheffler successfully defending his Players' Championship? And if that's the fifth major, then kudos to Scottie Scheffler. Don't forget, he battled a neck. His shoulder was bugging him. He was getting rub downs out on the course. I thought he was absolutely going the wrong way. I thought he was going to put up a huge number on the weekend. The weather cooperated nicely. Great job out of Scheffler. He gets a win. And a month from now, we're looking at Augusta, and you know he's going to be right there. The other news on the PGA Tour is now it looks like a real sense of urgency with these players. They want Jay Monahan, the commissioner, to fish or cut bait, and they want him to fish. They want to go. They want to talk to Saudi Arabia. They want to talk to the Public Investments Fund, PIF, which is all Saudi money. Now, politically, it's seen as blood money here. The players see it as, hey, we're losing our tour. What are we going to do, stand by idly and just watch this thing player by player fit away to nothing, a minor league tour? That's what they're worried about. We shall see. We'll keep an eye on that. All right. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Great job out of the whole crew. Back at it tomorrow throughout the week. We're getting ready for the big dance just like everybody else right here on Sports Byline, presented by Iowa EPS and by Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your night. Adios.